forgive me for the misinformation. Here. So, Humash, I'm just going to repeat just what I said by heart. I'm talking about Chagas Sukkot, that you can find information in Sefer Yikra, chapter 23, sentence 33. וכתם לכם ביום הראשון, the Torah is going to, this is sentence 40, you should take on the first day pre Adar, this is the Etrog Gemara, this is Kapot Marim, this is the Lulav, and not the Barin Achal. You take Hadassim, and Arabot, and Smartem, and Pnei Hashem, and Lekhem, Shabbat Yamin, the mitzvah is to be happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. That's something that we don't find in any other holiday. The Torah is giving us instructions that we're going to be happy with what we call Arbat Aminim. So 7 days we have to be happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avotem oto Chag Hashem, this holiday is going to be a holiday for Hashem, Shivat Yamim Hashanah. A repetition again that we should celebrate for 7 days. The 7th month you should celebrate this holiday. Sentence 42, with your permission. Basukot v'shvu shivat yamim. You should dwell in the sukkah for 7 days. Kol ha'ezrach v'yisrael v'shvu basukot. Everybody has to sit in the sukkah. Demaan yidudotechem, in order for generations to come to know. Yivasukot v'shavti yivnei Yisrael, I put Am Yisrael in the sukkah, v'otzi otam eretz Mitzrayim, ani Hashem Elokeichem, v'natziv otam eretz Mitzrayim. So the reason why we sit in the Sukkah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us Sukkot. So it means like this. The Gemara has a machloket between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did Sukkot for us in the desert when we came out of Mitzrayim, or this was Anani HaKavod, clouds. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember that He took us out of Mitzrayim and He put it in the Sukkah. He wants us to remember. It's a very nice thing, of course, but all the Chachamim ask the same question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a lot of things for us in the desert, and He gave us, for example, man every day, and water from Miriam's well every day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to remember it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want us to remember that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and He did a favor to us by either making actually physically Sukkot for us, or this was just a spiritual Sukkah that was made from a cloud. So Chavis, why does Hashem want us to remember that Sukkah? What is that thing so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We should celebrate Sukkot because He put us either in a Sukkah or underneath clouds. In Tfilah, and this is what really based on the Torah, that we say, ביום חג הסוכות הזה, זמן שמחתנו. So the explanation, I'm going to say, it's a person is happy, this is, he gathered all the things that grew in the summer, and he brings them home. But this is a holiday of happiness, and this is called Simcha Bat Hashoeva, that people dance, and the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, the scribes, the people used to sing and dance with the Mikdash for 7 days. Hard to believe that this is because they gathered all the things into the house. Also, this is a combination here in this paragraph we just read about being happy. The way the Torah put it, the Torah repeats this halacha of happiness in Parashat Re'eh and Sefer Dvarim, Samachta v'chagecha v'hayta af sameach. Should be happy with this holiday. Should be only happy.
Doesn't that refer to all three?
No, it doesn't.
It only refers to
only. In Sukkot, the holiday of Sukkot, the Torah repeats 3 times about happiness, and the person should be glad. On Chag HaShavuot, the Torah says it once. On Chag HaPesach, the Torah doesn't even mention it once. But Chag HaSukkot, this is the holiday of happiness. The holiday of joy, if we may say. The question is why this is more joyful than Pesach. It's not more. Again, in Sukkot, on Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us in Sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the clouds in Sukkah for us. But in the Torah, you cannot find any descriptions of happiness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to be on Pesach. Chachamim came and said, well, if you find in the Torah about Sukkot three times and about Shavuot once, should apply it as well to the third holiday, maybe the first holiday, Pesach, and you should be happy on Pesach as well. But again, in the Torah you don't find V'samachta lechagecha, should be happy on Pesach. So the question is, why Sukkot is a time of happiness and joy more than Pesach? And again, just the Pesach, this is the holiday of redemption, we should be even happier than just Sukkot is to remember the cloud. The cloud, or actually, for example, the Sukkah, for sure it's a much lower level of a miracle or something. I don't know what it means exactly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us actually Sukkot physically. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Home Depot and got some wood and made Sukkot for people. I don't understand exactly that Chacham the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't explain what really it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us from wood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us from plastic, or from skin of animals. But why this is something that you have to be very happy, to be very happy and so forth. This the holiday of Sukkot, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided it's going to be right after Yom Kippur. What is after Yom Kippur? Again, the time element, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to do it, also needs to be explained. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to make it right after Yom Kippur? The Midrash here on Parashat Emor brings something to explain what is really behind that mitzvah of lulav. Shlomo HaMelech, says the Midrash, in Sefer Kohelet says he does not understand what is the lulav and the other things that he's shaking. It says, Parah Adumah, the red cow ashes, and the mitzvah of lulav, he doesn't understand what's going on. The Midrash over here in Parashat Emor tells us that this is something for us to show that we won, if we may say, the court case that did happen on Yom Kippur. This already we see that this holiday has to be right after Yom Kippur. Because if this holiday would have been after Pesach, wouldn't mean anything. But the Midrash says that it's an example that somebody comes to court and he comes outside the court and he don't know if he won or he lost. He says, oh, he has a lulav in his hand. He has a lulav in his hand. Must be he won the court case. So Am Yisrael came outside, and because they came outside and after Yom Kippur they're having a lulav in the hand, says the Gemara, says the Midrash, I'm sorry, we won the case. Says, what is this power of the really of the lulav? What's the power of the lulav? Well, maybe it doesn't mean lulav only, maybe it means the other three things that we take with, along with lulav. But the Midrash emphasizes lulav. Chaim. So Aratun, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, if you add the numerical value of the word lulav is chaim. Okay, so. What's so great about it? The word chaim. Chaim, chaim is what? 68? Chacham is also 68.
Nine.
Chacham is also 68. I mean, if you, what's behind it? My old Solomon says that the love of Avish Pasul, he says, it's called Lo Amitim Yalleluya. The Gemara Yerushalmi says that lulav has to be green. You can't take a dry lulav. Because the purpose of lulav is life. What's really behind, what does it mean lulav is life? What does that mean exactly? What life it is?
Yeah,
Rav
said the Hadassim also has to be green. Right.
But you write what you say.
Well, it's considered one package, so to
speak. Maybe. Right. But the way it says in the Mishnah, in the Lav HaGazur, I mean the chapter in the Mishnah, that starts with the halachot of the lulav, and the etrog starts with this, halacha of the lulav. It says lulav ayavesh, lulav agasul ayavesh pasul. It says the dry lulav pasul. It says the Yerushalmi, why it's pasul? So it says because lulav is chayim, and if it's yavesh, it means dry, it means dead. And then it says lo hamitim yaleluya, a dead one cannot praise Hashem, and now you're going to praise Hashem with a dead lulav. You cannot praise the Kalim with a dead lulav. Therefore the Yerushalmi said, that's what the Mishnah really means, that lulav has to be green. And the lulav should not be dry, because if it's dry, you cannot praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is based on the Torah. Usmachtel Tessim HaGishem, you should be happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the lulav. I don't know how it makes you happy, but we'll get to it. It says the lulav makes you happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if he's dry, it means he's dead. Dead ones cannot praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Yerushalmi said. This is what's really behind it. The Midrash also brings that the lulav and the etrog, the lulav, Adas Arava, is something comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Ben Adasim, the Midrash brings Tzukim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being compared to etrog, being compared to lulav, to Arava and Hadas. So called that you have in your hand something like that represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know what it means exactly. I don't know what the Midrash wants to teach you. We'll get to it, B'zot Hashem, but just if you read the Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is being compared to the Arbat Aminim, and now you have it in your hands. I said, what does it mean? So I'm holding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my hand. I'm trying to be lulav myself. I don't know exactly what it means. That's what the Midrash says. Then the Midrash comes with a really scary statement. Todieni ora chayim, sabas machot, et panecha li milchan etzach. This is a sentence, I think, in Tehillim chapter 60. It goes like, Todieni, you should notify me, ora chayim. This is the Midrash text. Came David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd like to know the gate which you should bring me to Gan Eden, to Olam Haba. Look at him, to Olam Haba. To the any, you should notify me, Ora Chaim, doesn't mean path of life, it means the gate to Olam Haba. Answer him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this. That's what you want. You want life? Life comes also with suffering, with Yisurim. That's the Midrash says. Came David HaMelech and said, Sova smachot esomcheni. So the Midrash, in one version, refers to the Sheva mitzvot, the same mitzvot on Chag HaSukkot. It means, the lulav, arava, adas, netrog. Then the Midrash says, simcha, chagigah, maybe something else. It says, those Sova comes from the word Sheva. Sheva. Seven things. So the Midrash, those seven things will save you from suffering. So again, the Midrash says, David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which gate I'm going to Olam Haba? Hashem said, what do you mean? He says, you want Chaim? To the end of Chaim. Chaim comes with some, what we call, side dish. The side dish of life, ready for suffering. Suffer. I said, I have to suffer? He said, no. I have a solution for my suffering. So the Midrash, shaking the lulav will help you to go through without suffering. What does Chaim ask? What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know which gate he should get to Olam Haba. Hashem said, that's what you meant? Suffer. You have to suffer first. Why have to suffer first? The only says like this. The Gemara, Masech Brachot, tells us, Berit, page 7, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided with his wisdom the three things you have to suffer in order to get it. Says the Gemara, Torah, Eretz Israel, and Olam Haba. It says you can't expect to zoom to Olam Haba unless you suffer. You can't expect to learn Torah unless you suffer. You cannot expect to get Eretz Israel unless you suffer. But this is in one version. This is really what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. Then Am Yisrael is going to suffer for 400 years before getting to Israel, because this is the condition. Eretz Israel, you get it with suffering. You have to suffer. It's a question why. Again, it's a Gemara, Masechet Brachot. The Gemara said the same thing as Torah. Don't think that you can learn Torah by having an easy time and you just want to study and everything will be okay. No. Torah, you have to suffer in order to be able to be so-called part of those that understand the Torah. So really what the Gemara says, this is the story, says, that's really what the Midrash means. So the only Orach Chaim, so much more, et panecha l'mincha ne'etzar, what it means that it's p'nei melech ha'shkabit b'chu, which gate I go to Olam Haba. So it's like this, it means like this. It's a machloket among the Rishonim, what it does it mean, the word Olam Haba. If Olam Haba means Gan Eden, Olam Haba means after Mashiach will come, and it's going to be the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu noticed, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will appear in a different concept. So most of the Chachamim say that we use the word Olam Haba, Olam Haba, it really doesn't mean after death. What it means is after Tziyat HaMetim. This is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say, had in mind when he created this word. It's called Olam Haba. Olam Haba, it means the next world to come, again, on this planet, on this part that we are at, but a different life. It's called Olam Haba. That's what the Rambam describes as Olam Haba. The Machlok and the Chachamim exactly what part of Olam Haba is. The Machlok and the Rishonim, the Rambam, if the people will have bodies, people will come without bodies, it's going to be only Ram and Shamot. But it's going to be what we call a next world.
Yeah, if that's fitting with what the Ari says about from the year 6,000 to
10,000,
and then it will be destroyed.
Right, that's what it says. It means it's from the year 7,000 to the year 10,000, we don't know exactly when exactly it will start Olam Haba. Again, it's a machloket among the Chachamim, it's a machloket Avinu Bachai, Ari, when exactly it's going to be Tchilat HaMetim, when exactly it's going to be start the concept of Olam Haba. But again, it's another machloket among the Rishonim, again, if Olam Haba will people will have the bodies, or it may be without bodies, just Olam HaNeshamot. אלה שנים זה יום אחד. אז הרי אומר שזה לא ייחרב העולם. שימשיך עד 10,000.
באותו מצב.
באותו מצב. השאלה רק מה עוד יבר השנים. עוד יבר השנים אם זה עם הגוף או בלי הגוף.
רק
נשמות. רק נשמות. זה מחלוק יבר השנים.
זה לא ב-19-60.
אתם? לא, 16. Not 60. I think 16. Last pasuk in 16 is. So now this is like this. That's what David HaMelech asked. He didn't ask about Gan Eden. He asked which gate he goes to Olam Haba. And that Hashem answered him. You should know, to Olam Haba, it is in the Gemara Masechet Brachot. To Olam Haba, you'll be able to get only if you suffer. Only if you suffer. You can't be sure. The Gemara Masechet Brachot. Don't expect to go to Olam Haba. He says, well, I had a very good life in Olam Haza, and I'm going to Olam Haba. He says, Gemara, don't dream about it. He says, don't dream to have Eretz Israel. He says, that's nothing. It's not going to be a war over there, it's going to be everything peace, you're not going to get Eretz Israel, you have to fight for Eretz Israel. Don't have an illusion that you get Eretz Israel because you're not a person. There's nothing to do with that. There's a secret behind it. I won't be able to speak about this tonight. Maybe another time. And the same thing, Torah. It says you can study Torah and be part of the group of people that understand Torah because you have easy life, you have a retirement plan, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to study Torah, and the yeshiva, everything will be rosy. No. Then the Gemara says, in order for you to know Torah, to learn Torah, you must suffer. You must suffer. That's really what the Ari says, the Baruch HaChamim says. That's what it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, Masechet Avot, Pat Bamelach Tochal, Al Aretz Tisham. It says, if you want really to understand the Torah, don't think that you will be able to sit on a bed and have the whole day is having meat, hamburgers, is enjoying himself. No, you cannot do it. It's a Gemara.
Depending on how you qualify suffering.
What
suffering is? Right.
Suffering
is many things.
Right. Many things.
Suffer
of
just that I don't have time to do the thing.
Right. I'm suffering,
this is not too bad.
Right.
But I can suffer if I have a pain, sickness, or
right.
Something.
Right. Like
this is
something. Right.
Something
for suffering. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, what does it mean suffering? The Gemara says, suffering is two things. For example, Gemara says,
Put your hand in your pocket.
Right. Put your hand in your pocket, you want to take a quarter, only nickel came out. So the Gemara, that's considered suffering. The Gemara says, right? The Akadosh Baruch Hu knows how much suffering to give to a person. The Akadosh Baruch Hu can divide it to small portions, he doesn't suffer so much. The Gemara said, you go buy a suit, and you bring it home, your wife said, what happened? Look at it, look at it. You bought size 18 and you size 42. What's wrong with you? Or the opposite, you size 42 and you bought size 56. You take a Gemara, you bring home something that you bought and you look at it at home and it doesn't fit you. You go return. All these ladies are busy returning all the time. That's called suffering. The lady comes and brings something home, her husband, he doesn't like it. She goes back to the store, return it. She has to stand in line for 2 hours. And then she doesn't have the papers, she doesn't have this slip. And she gets nervous from it, she says, that's called suffering. So the Gemara says, it's called suffering. So it doesn't mean Chassalom person has to be very sick, or Chassalom has to have something major.
So in other words, right. If you want all of my body, you should go shopping?
If you're a lady.
No,
if you're a lady, yeah.
Go shopping.
If you're a lady.
Stores that they don't give you good service.
Right. You stand in the line, and then you don't find it. You forget your receipt at home, you have to go back home. All these things that people get nervous, and they don't explain why, how come it happened to me? That's the Gemara says, call it story. This is part, again, in order for a person to reach the level that he will be called Ben Olam Haba, or Ben Torah, or to be Ben Eretz Yisrael, part of it. And this really does sense. That's what David HaMelech did ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may I have please information about the gate of Olam Haba, where I'm going to be in Olam Haba. And then Hashem answered him, oh, you want Olam Haba? Instead, you have to start suffering. You don't have information when this really, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that thing. Because after the story with Bathsheba, he suffered all the time, and he didn't all the time. But again, before he suffered, so it was a period of time that he had maybe a few easy years, but I don't know how many.
Never heard.
No, yeah.
From my sister. Up
to Shaul, yeah. Up to Shaul. Yeah. After Shaul, he was running after him 2 years.
Right.
Afterwards, he had a peaceful life. I think the story is Bathsheba. Bathsheba, he was about 52. 58. 57.
That's
the only 2 years of Bathsheba? No. The story with Bathsheba did happen. David HaMelech took Bathsheba, David was about 58, 57. She was 7.
What?
That's called Bathsheba. 7 years old. She was 7 years old. She was married. Yeah, the Gemara said those days girls used to get married at 7 years old. That's what they call it, Bathsheba.
Right?
Yeah.
And how
long
she was married for
you? I don't know.
These days you put them in jail.
To who?
To
David. Right.
Right.
Right. So.
They almost put him in jail too.
Right. Banana
beach?
Right. This is because the person was considered married. This is really what the Midrash wants to teach you. It wants to teach you, that's what the Torah answered to the Midrash. To the Eni or Achayim, please notify me. Let me know the gate, says the Midrash. I'm going to be in Olam Haba. Then I can go and say, Olam Haba, you want? Something comes along with it, it's a side dish. So bas machot es ochayni. And says the Gemara, says the Midrash, says Soba means the word Sheva. Sheva, says the Midrash, is going to save you from those suffering that you need to have to go to Olam Haba. What are the seven? Says the Midrash. Says the Midrash. Lulav, Arava, Etrog, and Hadas. Doesn't say Sukkah, says Chagigah, other things. Machloket exactly what it means. What it means. But again, the number seven will save you. Abat Aminim, plus the Shadarim Bechag. One of them is Korban Chagigah, one of them is Simcha maybe. It's kind of different versions in the Midrash. But the word Sova, as the Midrash says, don't say the word Sova, say the word Sheva. That is another version. Sova Smachot, Nimot Mincha Netzach, it means also the five things in the Torah. Not seven, five. The Midrash has a few versions. Here, the Midrash is here, on Parashat Emor. Here, the Midrash Rabbah is home, you Zari, that's the concept. That's really the secret behind that mitzvah of Sukkah and Lulav. It goes like this as well. After Yom Kippur, if you have Kapara, you have Kapara. So fine, you have Kapara. So what's the next step? So next step, a person thinks he has to go back to his routine life. He says, I have Kapara, something that no one really understand. After you have Kapara, you have to reach the level what the Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind if he may say when he created this world. The reason for this creation is Olam Haba. Just because Adam HaShon ate from Etz Hadat, because he ate from Etz Hadat, therefore was a downfall, the whole thing, eventually will get to the stage to go to Olam Haba. After Yom Kippur, says Dari, that's the Midrash says, after Yom Kippur you should have that desire.